And I want to begin today's special with one of the first responders who answered the call that day, and that is the retired assistant fire chief, Joseph Pfeiffer. Chief Pfeiffer was the first battalion chief to arrive on the scene that day. He ran into the North Tower and immediately set up a command center to begin the rescue mission. And I am so glad that we have the chief here with us today. Chief Pfeiffer, it is so good to see you here. When you think back and reflect on what happened here 20 years ago, I wonder if there is an image or a memory that sticks out to you. And I'm wondering if this being the 20th anniversary seems different somehow.
There's many images that I think about when I think of 20 years ago. But the one image that sticks in my mind is as the first responders, our firefighters, police officers, EMTs, and paramedics responded that day. They looked at the burning towers, and they knew they were going into the most dangerous fire of their lives. And they came in quietly and came up to me and said, "Chief, what do you need?"
Yes, we've heard so many times before that when others were running from these buildings, they were fleeing. The good firefighters of this city were running into those buildings to save lives. And 343 FDNY members were lost on 9/11, including your brother, Kevin. Can you tell us, Chief, what your last exchange was with your brother, and how are you keeping his memory alive?
A little bit before 9 o'clock, my brother reported into me in the lobby of the North Tower, and he didn't say a word. We looked at each other, wondering if we're both going to be okay. And then I ordered him, as I did many other fire officers, to take their unit and go up to evacuate the building and to rescue those that couldn't get out. And when my brother Kevin turned around and brought his firefighters, Engine 33, upstairs, that was the last time I saw my brother Kevin and Engine 33. But I keep those memories alive on each anniversary. When I take the memories of my brother from my heart and I think about that day when I saw him in the lobby. So we had a very special moment 20 years ago that I'm very grateful for. And it's wonderful hearing the bagpipes behind you play as I talk about my brother Kevin.
Yes, Chief, it is quite appropriate. And I have to tell you, it's quite a sight to see and hear down here at the site of the World Trade Center. A number of people have gathered now as the officers play their pipes and drums. Again, it is police officers with the NYPD, Port Authority, and New Jersey State Police. Chief, on that day, you had to make a lot of split-second decisions. There was no playbook on how to do this, and it impacted a lot of lives. What did you learn about leadership and managing through a crisis from that day that you've kept with you?
Making the decisions during this time was a combination of intuitive thinking to be able to move quickly, but also what I call deliberate thinking. So when the South Tower collapsed, the North Tower lobby went completely black, and we had no idea that the rumbling noise that we heard was what people saw on TV, a collapse of a skyscraper. And I took less than a minute to think, what do I need to do now? Yes, we can't command in this darkness. And if we can't command, then I need to get my firefighters out. And I got on the radio and I said, "Command to all units in Tower 1, evacuate the building." And our firefighters came down. But they did some ordinary things that day. As they were coming down, they helped people down the stairs.
Tell everybody what we're seeing right now. And these are the police officers of the NYPD and the Port Authority and the New Jersey State Police. They do this every year. They come down. They said it's a tradition. And they say that this year holds even more significance When you think about the events that are unfolding in Afghanistan, when you think about we as a world are going through a pandemic, many people I spoke to down here today said that this year is a little more difficult. It feels a little different. Chief, I'm wondering if you're feeling the same thing, and how can we think back to the aftermath of 9/11 when we saw so much unity across the world, people coming together. What can we take from then that can help us now during these trying times?
I think the 20th anniversary, there's so much interest because 20 years ago on September 12th, we felt, as you mentioned, the sense of unity, both nationally and internationally, that we're in this together. So as we meet new challenges, whether it's terrorist events, whether it's a pandemic or climate change, I think we need to grab that feeling we had 20 years ago when we felt this sense of unity and that we can tackle even the most horrendous things like the collapse of the World Trade Center. We can do this together. And that's what we have to take today so we can deal with tomorrow's challenges.
It's a positive message, an important one. Chief Pfeiffer, thanks so much. We appreciate it, and be well.
Thank you.
And I also want to bring to your attention that the chief has written a memoir. It is called Ordinary Heroes, and there certainly were a lot of them here on that day 20 years ago, ordinary people rising to the occasion to do extraordinary things.